Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so today's Am I the Jerk is very good. It's about interfering with somebody's relationship and trying to help.
Oh, no, I'm out.
No, you're in.
Oh, I'm out.
No, you're in, my guy.
Okay,
you're in.
I'm in. You're right.
All
I'm
right.
In.
He wants to know if he's a jerk for interfering and trying to help. He said, my girlfriend's best friend has been crashing at our apartment after a falling out with her boyfriend, okay. A guy that I've known since we were kids.
Okay.
A few nights ago, he showed up at our door. Clearly drunk, and accused me of sleeping with his girlfriend.
Oh,
even
ooh.
Saying my girlfriend and I were both involved.
Oh, no.
Totally insane.
Okay, this is a lot.
So when I told him to leave, he hit me and tried to force his way inside. I managed to shut the door. I called the cops, but he was gone by the time they showed up.
Okay.
Now, I want to press charges, and I've told my girlfriend that her friend needs to move out immediately.
Uh-huh.
But that's turned into a huge fight.
I'm sure.
She says I'm overreacting, but I feel like this whole mess started because I tried to help.
Yep.
Am I the jerk for interfering and trying to help? Geez, so he's trying to protect a woman from a guy, and then he ends up getting in the middle.
Now it gets physical.
And the girlfriend's going, we've known these people since we were kids. Get out of this argument. This is crazy, right?
All right, so, but the thing is, you're trying to be a good dude. Clearly, you see something messed up happening to somebody you are friends with.
Mm-hmm.
You get in the middle of it, and it now becomes an altercation between the two of y'all.
Right.
You, as a human being, are going to go, sure, yeah, I'm going to press charges, right, or else I'm going to handle it a different way. But then you also go, you interjected yourself in somebody else's business. You interjected yourself in somebody else's
but
doing.
Somebody who was living at his house. Somebody who was living at his house.
Yeah, which you opened your door for, right? So you invite, unfortunately, part of their drama. But you also got to keep yourself separate from that drama.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you invite them to live into your home doesn't mean you invite their issues to live there, too.
So you don't think you should have gotten involved when the boyfriend showed up?
Hate to say it, but no.
Really?
Yeah, man,
okay.
No. He shouldn't have gotten involved.
Well,
now,
somebody's got to get involved. This guy's just showing up. I mean, I don't know. What would have... I guess we're
what
not looking for solutions.
No. But what else would you have done,
told
bro?
Him to leave? Well, the guy's delusional thinking he's getting with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Just giving her a place to stay.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. You know what? You're right.
You never know. People are shady.
Things have happened with other couples, and you never know.
Real shady.
But this is allegations only, and
he
is working off of speculation.
The girlfriend's best friend has been crashing at their apartment because she broke up with their boyfriend. They've all known each other since they were kids, and now the boyfriend shows up at the house, and he got involved. He's like, go away, and slams the door, wants to press charges, but they're like, stay out of it. So is he the jerk for trying to help and interfering?
Yeah.
I don't think he is.
No, obviously in context, but then you go, you got yourself into a physical altercation for what? Now you got a new enemy in your life for what? You were already trying to do good and let your friend stay there, right?
You're bringing drama.
Now you're bringing drama, and you're submersing yourself in the drama. That's jerky
That's
behavior.
That's not his fault, though.
You're inviting
people
it
show
for yourself.
Up at my door, it's on, dude.
Fair.
Not the jerk.
You are at my door now.
Thank
you are at my door, and I got to protect my home. I'm not going to disagree with you there.
See?
But I'm going to try to get that as far away from my house as possible, Brent. That means she got to go too. Now you can't stay here either.
Well, I'm going to the text. Danny in Kenosha said, not the jerk. If you're living in his house, it's his business. And the guy is the one who showed up to start something. I hear you. Somebody else said jerk. Why would you why would you kick her out after seeing how crazy the boyfriend is? Or why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? Thank you.
Because they're her. That's their friend, and she's not the one who's showing up trying to start fights. He is. Why is she the one to be punished?
But it's being invited every single time, and obviously he's not going to stop coming over. It's going to keep getting physical, and who knows what it's going to escalate to. I'm out, man. I'm out.
Physical.
And you are too. Out.
Wait, physical altercation. Phil Anthony.
Is that the name?
Somebody named him physical altercation Phil Anthony. Not philanthropic.
No.
Phil Anthony.
Phil Anthony.
You guys are killing me today.
Y'all got creative with this name.
Phil Anthony. Fine.
Phil Anthony, baby.
Phil Anthony. He's killing.
I feel like I know a Phil Anthony.
So you know how close his name is to the word philanthropic?
No philanthropy whatsoever, but I know
he
a Phil Anthony.
He better get back. All right, 414-533-1037. Somebody said Slamming Sammy isn't the jerk. We're not naming this guy after DZ's kid.
Nah.
No, thank you.
No.
No, but physical altercation, Phil Anthony. That's getting a name for sure.
Phil Anthony got it.
Oh, is he the jerk for fighting with the boyfriend when he showed up at the house? They're just trying to let her crash.
Yeah. Jerk right. For find somebody else's battle.
No, not the jerk. We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so he wants to know if he's the jerk for interfering and trying to help. His girlfriend's best friend has been sleeping at their apartment. She had a falling out with her boyfriend. They've all known each other since they were kids.
Mm-hmm.
Then a few nights ago, this guy shows up drunk and accuses him of having an affair with his girlfriend until he finally just slammed the door and the guy punched him. And he said, I should want to press charges. Yeah. And my girlfriend's like, just leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
Am I the jerk for trying to help? He wants to know, and interfering in the drama. Okay, let's start with Julian Oak Creek this morning. One of our regulars.
Ooh.
Called 5 days in a row. Julie! Hey, girl.
Morning.
Julie.
Hey, good morning.
I was worried there for a minute.
I was like, did she drop? What
Where
happened?
Where is she?
Dead zone?
All right, Julie, jerk or not the jerk for interfering and trying to help?
Not the jerk.
Mm.
Flat out?
Go on.
Yeah.
At all. Like, he is trying to... You said that he's friends with the girls.
Yeah,
they're
they've all been friends.
In his house.
True.
This guy shows up drunk, probably trying to demand to get into his house.
Right.
To see the girlfriend. So, no, you are not.
And then he punches him. And then he punches the homeowner, by the way.
Which is, it is assault. I get that as far as legality.
Which is why he wants to press charges. And the girlfriend's like, just leave it alone. We've all known each other since we were kids.
Dude showed up drunk. He showed up not in his right mind.
True.
Already having issues with his partner or ex-partner, whatever. So he showed up emotional in a weird way. Unless you was drunk matching energies, you had no reason to get up interjected in that.
Right,
besides
right.
protecting your own home, not worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the jerk.
Sorry, he's Julie's like, yeah, that's great.
Julie's like, yeah, no,
I'm
still
with
not
Julie.
The jerk.
I'm like, yeah, no thanks, DZ, but okay.
All right,
Julie, thanks for calling. Love you.
Love you.
Bye. All right, let's go to David and East Troy. We have a lot of regulars on the phone today.
Yeah,
they got in
up,
today.
Pulled up
okay.
strong.
It's like we're on the air. Somebody said it's not exactly interfering when it was brought to your doorstep.
I do hear that. No, I do
Amen.
Hear that.
Man.
David.
Good morning.
What up, Dog?
Hi, David. A jerk or not the jerk for interfering Hello. With this relationship when the ex-boyfriend showed up on his doorstep. They're letting the girlfriend stay with them.
I'm going to go not the jerk and use DZ's own words against him. He said, defending your own home. I'm not even getting involved at that point. I'm defending my house.
I was going to say, he's lucky he didn't get shot at that point. I mean, I hate to say it, but
okay.
What is this guy doing coming at somebody's house trying to punch people in the face at the front door over something else? It has nothing to do with it. He's not even punching the right people.
He's not even
punching
whoa.
Well, I mean, there's nobody
anybody.
To punch. That's fair. Who would be the right person? Nobody. Actually, he's the one.
He should be punching himself.
He's losing it, and he's spiraling, right?
Exactly. That's what it is.
He's spiraling. Yeah.
At that point, interfering in the relationship became secondary when you tried to come into my house.
That's true.
Fair
you
enough.
Know what? That
Fair
is
enough.
That is. I'll give you that 100% true. Mm-hmm. That on y'all relationship don't even matter no more. You're trying to walk into my house.
Josh and Zayden texted in and said, not the jerk. DZ always stands 10 toes. Boy came to my door. I'm protecting everyone in my house. Old girl clearly needs to get out of that situation. Well, she's trying. She moved in with somebody else.
Yeah, and he is bringing it to your
and
house.
He's showing up like annoying. This is why they broke up.
I could see not pressing the charges.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Because I'm sure if he hit him, I'm sure he hit him back. Whatever.
I know that's right. But, I better have.
You know, don't get involved with the charges.
Yeah.
He's not a jerk for defending his house.
David, listen to this text. It says, so DZ, what was he supposed to do? Let him in?
No, I mean, yeah, because then he's inside the house.
Oh, hell.
Good luck. Lock the doors.
Okay,
Ushers,
stop it.
Lock the
All
doors.
All right, David, thanks for calling. This is getting darker by the minute. Bye.
Appreciate you, Rilla.
Come on. You're crazy. Go to Lisa in West Dallas, you lunatic. With the evil laugh.
My bad. That's just my regular laugh some days.
I let him in the house.
Oh, you let him in and lock the doors.
Lisa!
Good morning!
Good morning, Lisa.
All right, girl, what's going on? What do you think, jerk or not the jerk? Are you going to clean sweep it, or are you going to go the other way for letting... Basically, they're trying to help out old girl,
yeah.
And then her ex-boyfriend shows up at the house trying to get in. So he interfered and said, am I the jerk for interfering?
Stuff got physical. You got in between. I think you did make their situation worse, personally.
No,
that's
the
all.
Guy that showed up made it worse. But anyway, what do you think?
Lisa?
Oh, man. I say that he is not the jerk because he did not bring that to his own doorstep.
Amen.
And I'm going to take it one step further. Mm. If this guy is coming to that house stalking this girl after they broke up, she needs to get a restraining order.
I was going
to
say, you can't just show up. Well, maybe now she will.
Now she will.
Maybe that wasn't an issue until now.
Well, now things got physical. And we don't know. We're not going to say things got physical in their relationship before.
Well, you want to feel safe, though. And you don't want your drunk ex showing up at somebody else. I mean, and on top of that, it's somebody else's doorstep.
And now
they're
attacking
other
people.
Yeah, it's just embarrassing.
Yeah, that is
embarrassing. Yes, they're attacking your friends. It's crazy.
And if y'all all have known each other that long, that's why he feels comfortable coming to your house.
Because they've known each other since they were kids.
That part. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, fine.
What a messy
Whatever,
situation.
Y'all.
A lot of
Swept
mess.
Out, not the jerk.
Oh, well. Thanks for calling. You tried, DZ.
You
tried.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Bye.
Bye.
I tried.
You tried. But you failed.
Y'all know I see your points, though, right? Obviously.
I think so.
It's just interjecting yourself in somebody else's life, just, to me, not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Not worth it.
Yeah, well, it's easy until they're on your doorstep.
Until they're on your property, and that's when you let them in and lock the doors.
Not the jerk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.